This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, here to talk about the Roseburg Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Show. This also happens to be our operations manager, one of the organizers of the show this year, Rob Thomas. You ready for Saturday night?
I'm as ready as I can be, I think. I think we've got everything ready to go. And to make it a very impressive show that I think the Roseburg area and a lot of people in Douglas County are going to love.
So for many years, the Roseburg fireworks were held, well, even going way back, there used to be two shows. There would be one after the races at the fairgrounds,
mm-hmm.
one at Stewart Park. And there were separate shows for a number of years. Then they kind of combined forces at Stewart Park. And then it went out to the fairgrounds a few years ago with food trucks and all of that. But everything changed this year.
Right. So it originally had started. That's what it was going to continue as. It was going to be a big show out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. We were partnering with Bill McAnally from NASCAR to put on a big NASCAR race, followed by live music. And there's going to be, you know, entertainment for the kids, bound houses, all that sort of stuff, food competition. It was set to be a really, really super cool family fun event for the day. And then COVID hit. And kind of changed everything. And honestly, for quite a while, we really didn't think the 4th of July fireworks show was even going to happen because we didn't know what else we could do as far as to be able to put on the show. And it took a lot of scrambling and to try and make this happen.
A lot of places around the country aren't having shows this year.
No.
And so this one's one of the few that is.
Right. So the company that we hire to launch the fireworks does an average of about 250 shows in the Northwest. That covers Oregon, Washington, Idaho. There is now less than 20, if that sums it up for you.
Wow. So a lot of these big city shows and things around just aren't happening. It's going to be a guy in a sparkler.
Yeah, pretty much. We're one of two shows pretty much in Southern Oregon. Central Oregon is keeping their fireworks show. I think there's some others in some other different counties as well. But as far as Southern Oregon, Roseburg and Yonkall are going to be pretty much the two places to be.
So you moved it from the fairgrounds, and talk about the new location and how that was picked.
We figured the best way to make a COVID compliant, because at the time we knew gatherings couldn't be any larger than, you know, 50 people. Now we're up to 250, which is nice, but still not enough to put on like a musical type event or anything like that. So we had to find a location that was, you know, COVID compliant. And we originally were looking at Boulder Hill, which is over there behind Evergreen, as a possible launch location. Nebo was considered as well, but unfortunately the fire danger on both of those sites is a little bit too great. Fortunately, we were able to partner with the Cow Creek Tribe, and they generously let us use the property we have use of here on Reservoir Hill, which is right off of Stephen Street behind the old Indian Lanes and Jaeger's Showcase and all that right there, which will make a great location. And it took a little while to negotiate with them and stuff to get a contract together to be able to use the property. But now we've got a great site that most everybody's going to be able to see it from.
Now, Reservoir Hill, of course, can be seen from Interstate 5. You look to the right just as you're going, for instance, north or southbound, I guess, right by the high school, just a little bit north of that. And you look over and there it is. So which part of the hillside are you guys going to be on?
So we're going to be on the west side of the hill. The tanks sit at the very top of the hill, and we're down just a little bit, about 150 feet below them on the west side. Now, still the fireworks, we've kind of got a completely redesigned, a shorter show this year, but it'll be more intense. We've got larger mortars to be able to launch up a lot higher this year than years past. So it should provide really a good view almost anywhere you're at. From the site, I can look out and I can see Kelly's Corner out in Green. I can look out and see past Costco. You know, you can see all the way to the Callahans, and you can see kind of back towards Diamond Lake as well. And being able to go up 500-600 feet, which is about how high some of these fireworks go, it should put it up high enough that most people, even on the east side of the hill, should be able to see too.
And that's that flat section of the hill. About 20 years ago, there was a potential development there. That didn't happen. Then later, the tribe got the land for potential future use. And it just, but it had originally at one point been kind of leveled out in a section because of the original plan a long time ago that didn't take place.
Were they going to build houses or something up there?
Actually, at one point, there was going to be a church up there.
Well, you could tell by the way the rock design. I mean, there's a lot of overgrowth, and it took a lot of work to get the site prepped and everything like that. Huge shout out to Tim Allen's Roseburg Rental for that. Him and his wife came up with equipment and made it so we have a clean site to use. So huge thank you to them for that. But yeah, you can tell by the rock work and stuff that it looked like there were building something that would have been pretty nice up there.
Yeah, and that was going to have a great view and all of that. That just never ended up happening. I don't remember the history after that. I think the church in question owned that at one point and then probably sold it off later. But it's been sitting there like that for a long time. But like you said, getting it ready, you got to get all the brush and shrubs and, you know, debris. You don't really want plants starting on fire while you're trying to do a fireworks show.
No. And there's still a chance of that, you know, unfortunately happening, you know, when you're dealing with fireworks. But we're going to try and do what we can to mitigate the fire danger by wetting the area down as much as possible, as much as we can reach, working with Roseburg Fire Department to try and help with that too. And hopefully we won't set the butte on fire, but it's a possibility.
Well, and it's interesting too, that location is great too, because it's a great place for visibility. But unlike the fairgrounds, you know darned well if you would have done it out there, even though you couldn't have an event, people would have shown up and it would have been a bit of a mess anyway.
Well, that's the problem. If we would have done it out there, it would have been people sitting in their cars. And how do you monitor, you know, 6,000 people coming out there and keeping them socially distant, you know, properly and stuff? And it just logistically just not make sense. And the view from out there, even if we were just to launch the fireworks out there, would not have been viewable for a lot of people.
Yeah, so you get a better view. This is probably, honestly, got the potential to be like, you know, maybe a permanent location for doing these.
It very well does have that potential for it. We've talked about that, and we'll see how that looks moving forward for next year, because you could kind of have some events throughout the city in different locations, you know, to celebrate this, and then everybody just look to the hill and watch the fireworks show.
Yeah, I know. That's what folks are going to be doing in our neighborhood. So talk about the timing and what people can expect.
At 10 p.m. is when the guesstimate time of when we're going to launch. The soundtrack is, like I said, is shortened up. It's about 16 minutes long. The first 30 seconds features Johnny Cash talking about the American flag, and then we'll start the show right after that, and it'll lead in. And it's about almost a 3 minutes, 2.5 grand finale section at the very end, which is going to be really super cool. And it should be a great show. We're very, very excited for it.
And the soundtrack heard here on News Radio 1240 KQEN again this year.
Yep, and also simulcast on Best Country 103 as well. So
people can be able to hear that wherever they are. I actually was at a meeting in town recently, and though somebody didn't see me in the room, they actually asked the question, I wonder if KQEN, or if the radio, is going to do the soundtrack this year, because even though they didn't normally go out to where the show was, they always like to sit out on their back deck
and listen,
watch the show, and listen to the music.
Yeah, it'll be really cool, very synchronized and stuff. It's been, I'll tell you, it's been quite a process, because I got handed the reins to this committee very late in the game to plan an event, and then to plan one, and then have to completely flush that out the door and start over again in about 40 days, 45 days, to be able to come up with the show that we're going to have this Saturday night.
Right, and you've had to get the fire department to sign off, and water truck, and all that kind of thing.
Oh, man, it's been nonstop go, 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 go to make this happen. But you know what? We didn't want to let it just go by the wayside. You know, there's a lot of negativity out there. There's a lot of things happening, and people need to have something positive to look forward to, and hope Saturday night will brighten people's spirits. So
many years ago, because of a structure change, there was an organization that did the fireworks show over at Stewart Park, and one year that didn't happen, and everybody looked around. Other shows, of course, were happening, and have been bound and determined with the various people that have helped with this committee over the years to make sure that didn't happen again.
Yeah, yep, we want to keep it going no matter what, and thankfully for having this location on the hill, I think no matter what happens, we'll always have a home for it, so which will be very cool.
You know, I remember that year that they didn't have a show. We had a Riverbend Live show on Friday night, and there was some radio station, one of our stations was doing something, and honestly, somebody had left a piece of equipment where they shouldn't have.
Uh-oh.
And somebody called me and said, hey, can you run over to X location in town and get this? I was dealing with emceeing a show with the band, but we were in a long set, so I decided I could run into town, do that, run back, and I made it, and that all worked out. But the
he wasn't speeding at all, folks.
But as I came back from the business where I had to go pick up our equipment, my route just took me past Stewart Park, and I'll never forget. I have no idea who this person was. A guy who obviously didn't get the memo. There was no fireworks show. That was standing there at Stewart Park with the most quizzical look on his face, like, "Where is everybody? Where's the show?"
Yeah.
So this year, all you have to do It's going to be there on Reservoir Hill.
Yep. Well, I will ask you guys, if you have the ability to donate, please do. We have a Facebook page. There's a donation link there, or you can email us as well. There's a button on there for you can email the Roseburg Hometown Fireworks Committee. This show is 100% funded by the community and local businesses. So without those funds, we couldn't do this because it costs a pretty penny to put on the show every year.
All right, Rob Thomas with the Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Show again, 10 o'clock. On Saturday night.
Yes, thank you very much for having me, Cal.
All right, 841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Attention contractors, builders, silvers. Yeah, that